The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers. We're an hour and 7 minutes now from the pregame as they are in Cleveland and take on the Guardians. Every Monday at this time, it's the Chris Young Show, but his right-hand man is filling in for CY today, so we're looking forward to chatting with the Rangers GM here in just a second. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And the Chris Young Show is brought to you by our friends at Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Here he is in his 17th overall season with the Texas Rangers. It's GM Ross Fenstermaker with you here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks, especially after a weekend like that. What's it mean to scratch your guys way back into first place here at this point in the season?
Yeah, awesome weekend up there in Toronto, obviously with the sweep there, getting ourselves back into first place. Won those games in a lot of different ways. We had some close ones, some great team wins up there. Good to see the entire roster contributing in a lot of different ways and putting us in a good spot as we got a tough test ahead of us here in Cleveland the next few days as well.
Yeah, it's always on to the next thing. And I guess before we get there, do you have an update on how Brandon Nimmo's face is doing after that big final out last night?
I think his face is doing well. He banged his shoulder pretty good against that wall there. So he's getting that looked at today. We're going to give him a day, try to reassess where he's at here. But yeah, big catch there to secure the sweep. Great play by him. He's a little bit sore today, but I think he'll trade that for a nice series sweep.
Looks like it's been a pretty busy day for you guys with one of our favorites from Surprise, Cam Cauley, coming up. What are you guys hoping to get from him?
Yeah, we've had a couple roster moves today, but excited about Cam. He's put himself in a great spot there with his performance in AAA. Offers us quite a bit here, the ability to play multiple positions. He can play second base today, but he can play second, short, center field, left field, third base. Adds a speed element to our roster as well. He's hit left-handed pitching really well. So excited for him to make his major league debut and contribute to this roster.
Chris Paddock, the other move that you mentioned there, Ross, you made a couple with Jared Kelnick designated for assignment. Joe Ross gets DFA'd as well. But Chris Paddock, veteran pitcher, you needed another arm. What are you hoping to get from him?
Yeah, Chris is going to be the bulk arm today. He's built up to about 80, 85 pitches. Obviously, Tyler Alexander starting the game here. So we've been in the midst of a pretty heavy stretch with a lot of games in a row here. Our bullpen, our arms have stepped up. We needed a fresh arm, and Chris has been built up and obviously an established strike thrower in this league and somebody we feel can help us absorb some innings and keep us in the ballgame.
It's GM Ross Fenstermaker here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Are you the guy, or do you like being the guy that gets to call these guys and tell them they're coming up to the big leagues? How's that process go when you're getting to bring a guy up like Cauley?
Yeah, I mean, I actually don't make the call. I allow our farm director, Josh Bonifay, to do that. It's a little agreement that we have since he's the one that usually releases the players. I also let him deliver the good news to the players when they're getting the call up. So I usually follow up with a quick call afterwards or a text, or if they're coming to Arlington, I know I'm going to see them. I usually pop downstairs and welcome them, but it's pretty special. Obviously, I got some roots in player development the last several years. So a lot of these players from the draft, throughout the entirety of the system, when they finally arrive, it's a pretty special moment for myself. And I know what it means to our entire player development operation as well, and the scouting group as well, who brought those guys into the organization to begin with. So always a great moment whenever a homegrown player makes a major league debut for you.
Hey, Ross, so what do you make about what's going on in the American League and as well in the National League with the disparity of the teams playing? The Rangers, of course, playing like at a 500 level, scratching their way back into this thing. But when you're evaluating the leagues, how do you make sense of really what's going on in both leagues right now?
I'm not sure we can make sense of it. What I do know is that it's an opportunity for us, and it's created a way in which at 500 we get back to first place in the division. I think there's a lot of parity in the American League. I think we're all pretty closely bunched at this point, and presents us with an opportunity to continue to compete. And I do believe, we believe that our best baseball still remains ahead of us. We've played quite well over the last month, and obviously this week there in Toronto. But we got to continue it up, continue playing at a high level. And if we do, I think the league has afforded us an opportunity to consider October if things go well for us down the stretch.
You mentioned, okay, that's exciting. You mentioned the last month, 17-11. Do you think that's representative of what this team really is?
I think it's more on par with the team that we thought we ultimately built at the outset of the season. Guys kind of coming into their own. We've had to do it a lot of different ways. We haven't, unfortunately, been afforded the opportunity to play at full strength for most of the year, and we got pretty close to it before recent injury news to Wyatt Langford. But feel really good about the group of guys that we have, the circumstances that we've been dealt, and the way that we've been playing. So hopefully the boys can keep it up.
Yeah, it's tough because you've never really had your full team together, right? It's like, here's EC, he's back in the lineup, boom, Wyatt goes down. Same thing with Corey. So what is the timeline for Wyatt, but also how do you balance the evaluation of your club since you haven't really been able to see them at full strength?
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, we're looking at the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break for Wyatt, getting back to full strength, and hopefully we continue to play well in the interim and hold serve here, but it's just part of the game. Injuries are part of the game. We've had quite a few of them this year. That being said, I think it speaks volumes to the resilience of the team that we have, the competitors that we have, and the opportunities that have presented themselves for some other players to step up. And they've performed in those opportunities and put us in a position to continue to compete down the stretch.
With how tight the standings are across the league.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
League, like, is it, does it make it more challenging to forecast which teams might be wanting to sell at the deadline?
Well, I think so. I mean, I we're going to continue to have those calls, field those calls, see why myself, a few of others in our exec group, as we get closer to the deadline, feel out what teams are ultimately thinking about doing. But I think right now it's still a little bit early for that. We're mostly just focused on playing our best baseball and doing whatever we can to continue to put ourselves in a position where we can make those calls and make those calls more on the buy side of things. But we've got to continue to play good baseball and position ourselves for that. So I'm looking forward to Cleveland and seeing where this goes.
Hey, Ross, CY was kind of talking about you guys have had to kind of float some schedules and stuff and where you're meeting when it comes to the draft and stuff. How have things been for that? You always talk about, you talked about the injury challenges and things you've had to deal with, but how the meetings for getting ready for the draft and stuff been progressing for you guys?
Oh, they've been great. I mean, our amateur group, Kip Fagg, Josh Boyd, the entire group, they do such a tremendous job of preparing us. I was listening this morning. I've listened in on a lot of calls. We're in such a good spot. Really excited for this draft. It seems like it's a very deep group. We pick at 16, so excited about the opportunities that we're going to have there. I will say that we're about to turn the page here to July, which is by far the busiest month on the baseball operations schedule between the draft, the trade deadline. So there's a lot of things for us to balance on top of the day-to-day with the major league team and some of the injuries and the pitching situations that we've had to deal with. But we're excited for this next month. It's a fun time to work in baseball operations.
Well, with that being said, Ross, and you mentioned all the things that you have to do, is that broken up into, like, do you have specific guys handling certain things for you, or is it a collective group kind of working through all the things that you just mentioned?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit of both. I mean, we have specific directors or assistant general managers that are overseeing certain areas of the operation and ultimately feeding that information to us. But we have a pretty small executive team and we collaborate on almost every decision. ultimately that comes to CY and myself to kind of make the final calls on these things. And we have such a great working relationship that it's we're 99% of the time we're on the same page with these things. But we have, it's a collective group in terms of how we drive that and ultimately manage what is a very, very busy time of the calendar year.
Rangers GM Ross Fenstermaker with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What's the latest on Jordan Montgomery and Cody Bradford?
Yeah, Monty's doing good. He's going to go back out for another rehab outing. Should be built up to 3 innings later this week. I believe that's Thursday or Friday of this week. And Cody is also doing well. He's going to be throwing live VPs this week, and we're going to continue building him up. It's probably looking like post-All-Star break, he'll be back in a rehab outing out of an affiliate, but he's doing well in his progression back.
As we hit the midway point of the season, what do you think about the job Skip Schumacher's done overall? What stood out to you about his first half of the season?
I think he's done a great job so far. Obviously, as we're talking about different adversities that we've had to overcome as a team with some of the injuries and get to know the guys and establishing a style of play, I think it's starting to take form. I can say, my working relationship with him, the communication has been exceptional. We're very aligned in everything that we ultimately want to accomplish on the field collectively as an organization. I think he's done a great job so far of involving a lot of different constituents in the decision-making process and leading the group, and I'm excited to see what continues to transpire here this season.
What was here in radio, I love it when you get an intern to like big shot type of story, right? And two of our co-hosts here, Woolchuck and Schiafalo, started with us as interns like 10 years ago. You started as a Rangers intern, right? Like in 2010. What's it take in baseball to be on that journey and to make it to the top as you have?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a heck of a ride. I'm so incredibly blessed. This organization has treated me so well. I think my goal always has been to just dominate the job that I'm in, whatever that is, whatever this organization needs. I've done almost everything within this organization. They've blessed me with a lot of different opportunities. And the most recent one is that of general manager. And my focus is, like those times in the past, dominating the current role that I'm in is to the best of my ability. So, obviously there's some vision that you have for your long-term future. When you get in, you don't know how that's going to play out, but I think you can focus on being where your feet are and doing the very best you can to dominate the job. The rest takes care of itself.
History for Tyler Alexander tonight, huh? First guy ever to start a game after closing the previous two nights. What do you think is in store tonight for Tyler as he gets to make MLB history?
Pretty unique, huh? Yeah. Local Southlake kid being able to be in the record books is closing multiple games and then starting. So it's 3 in a row for him. You would say I think it was 10 and 15 pitches, those games that he closed out. So, I think they were a little bit lower stress in terms of pitch count, but obviously finishing games in Toronto is high stress. So Tyler's a pro. He's been unbelievable. His versatility, the ability to close games, open games, pitch mid-leverage pockets versus lefties throughout the season. Great job by our scouting group to find somebody who fits in a multiple ways and multiple roles on this club. So excited to see him go in the record books tonight.
Well, thanks for giving us your time. Congratulations on all of your success, Ross, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Ross Fenstermaker, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.